This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Minutes after the hour, here it is, the moment you have been waiting for since yesterday, the arrival of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the wings of a snow-white dove. They've come to bring their love, a sign from above.
Thank you, Kara.
All right.
Thank you, Miles.
Kara Keelan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So the big news this week from Washington has nothing to do with North Korea, nothing to do with the Russians, nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with the Patriots' visit. No, ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars at work this week in Washington has the Secret Service cracking down on people using the sidewalk. The sidewalk.
It's about time. How many people have jumped into the yard of the White House and left?
Because the Secret Service is doing such a superb job. So now everybody pays the price where this guy jumps over the wall, scaling the fence, and then takes him 15 minutes to catch him. These guys are completely asleep, man. What an embarrassment.
Remember the guy that actually, when Obama was president?
Right, went into the White House.
The guy who made it all the way into the White House?
Yeah, right.
It's crazy.
So, what is there that we... Why should we... This is a protest. I don't like the fact that more and more the White House has become isolated. And they'll say, well, we've got to protect the president. Well, this president isn't there that much anyway. Well, what are you really doing? What are you really saying? That you're a bunch of flat-footed fools who can't get the job done.
Not that big of a piece of property.
No.
To protect. There's only a
few
entrances.
And there are plenty of Secret Service guys and women, too. Now, I'm sure there are many, more than many. Most of them are doing a good job, and I feel, in a way, I get tired of saying that. This is the truth is actual, and it may not be satisfactory to people who are listening. I think that we go overboard sometimes in trying to acknowledge people who are in uniform or people who are in service to our country. They make choices. They want to be in the Secret Service? Great. Want to be a policeman? Great. Want to be in the military? Great. There are many people who go, because they have a patriotic streak, they go over and above the call of duty. But there are a lot of people who get into this work because up the road, I'm not talking about the privates and the corporals, but I'm talking about those who go up the road and more maybe in police work or municipal work or state work where there's law enforcement involved. They do it because they only have to work 30 years and they get a retirement. And you can boo me all you want, but there just is a lot of that. Hopefully not the largest group, but it's there. And it's silly for us to say, I walk through the airport and I want to know what I often engage people who are in uniform in a conversation, as you probably are not surprised to hear. I want to know what they're doing. Where have you been stationed? What do you do? How long have you been in? What's your background? Why did you decide you wanted to do this? That kind of stuff. Now, not everybody's going to do that, and that's what brings me around to my sense that some of the people are extraordinary who get into this line of work. But yet, there are people who are in the radio business that are extraordinary. There are people who build cars who are extraordinary. There are people at Google who are extraordinary. And hopefully they get paid well. They're recognized for their work. But not everybody that works at Google is great. Not everybody who works at General Motors is great. Not everybody who works in public service is great. So for this, the attitude that we have sometimes, and I suppose the other side of the coin is, what does it hurt to say thank you for your service? Doesn't hurt anything. under the circumstance. But we've gotten to the point where we have this, is it glorification of that sort of work?
Well, look, I think we should sometimes, because these
sometimes.
Are people who put their,
yeah.
Well, most times, more often than not, these are people who put their life on the line for us, and we're not doing it, so it's
the
nice
people
to
who are putting
tribute.
Their life on the line are worth every bit of praise
Absolutely.
That they get. But just because you're in uniform doesn't mean you're putting your life on the line, and that's kind of the point. There's a decision that's made. In some circumstances, the people who are in
Afghanistan. It's easier to be respectful than not, right?
No, I'm not saying to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
I think, by the way, I come from the era of Vietnam when there was total disrespect and it was disgusting. Even me at the age where I was eligible to go into the service and almost did. But the consideration given by people who were my bosses who could have decided to send me, I was ready to go. I was going to join the Navy, and because I was teaching in the school system, and there was a shortage of teachers, there was a move afoot by some school districts to go to the draft board and say, look, don't take all of these people, because otherwise we're going to decimate our educational system. And so the draft boards went along with that, and that was what happened to me. I got less money as a teacher, by the way, than I would have gotten if I went into the Navy. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know that. Did I think I remember telling you at one point in time that when I was teaching school, I made $6,100 a year. And if I'd have gone into the Navy, I would have, after going to school, I would have gotten, I think it was $8,900 or something like that. So it wasn't...
Wow.
What does that say about our value? And even today, I mean, I think it's changed a little bit. But still, when you look at what some of the public school teachers are making, I know what my daughter made as a public school teacher, what she made as a private school teacher, and what she makes on the university level now with the same education is pretty drastic. The difference between what people get paid. And maybe
don't
that's
tell
another
us what
thing.
It is, but
Jennifer.
What's the ranking? What's the ranking for her pay?
In the first circumstance that she was in, she was at 60 something, and then went to 80 something, and as the head of the department now will be 100.
So public paid her less than private.
The public school paid her the least amount of money that she's made.
That's interesting, because typically, that's probably because she was at a high-end
Well, she had a lot of
school.
Degrees and, you know. That
yeah,
kind of
because
stuff.
I know my mom, like, maxed out at the top of the public school scale, and she always thought that was better than most private schools. Like, the school that I went to as an elementary.
Yes, I think it was. Yeah,
yeah, she was offered to teach there many times, but she couldn't afford to take the job because it was just
at the top of the scale. But how long does it take? It takes you decades to get there. In the meantime, they don't have those same sort of scales at private
well,
school.
And like your daughter, my mom had a master's degree and different upper level degrees that got her more money too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were. My daughter has a PhD, and I would say this. Mm-hmm. Well, I am proud of her actually, because it took her 7.5 years, and I wore a T-shirt on the day that she graduated that had the dollar amount that it cost.
it was
a joke.
Wow.
To send her there. But it was, that's the kind of stuff. You make that judgment as a parent. Some parents don't value education. There were ways. When I went to school, I paid half. My father paid half. And that was the arrangement. It was easier for me to do that with Brendan because Brendan was in school here versus Megan was in school in England. And there were all kinds of other costs that were involved in it. But she was an academic even when she was in high school. And she's continue. That's where her love is. That's where her passion is. And I wanted to make sure that was something that I felt in my heart that's where she was going to go, and I wanted to support that. Whereas Brendan was completely out to lunch when it came to me. He shouldn't have even gone to school because, you know, it was a complete waste of money and time. For the most part, you can get some good friends out of it. And Charlotte came from that, so I... other than that, it was... And what he's done with his life, he started doing when he was in school, but he would be the first to admit. It's kind of like listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts that we have on this program every week. He's happy to tell you, I think even yesterday, Kara, didn't he say that 80% of what he learned in school, when he went to school, is obsolete? That whatever he uses, whatever he knows, however he approaches the value of information that's around now is so much greater, and he uses the contemporary information. I guess that's refreshing to know.
Well, yeah, so much of the stuff has come out after he finished school.
Yeah.
That he doesn't use any of that stuff from school anymore. He uses all the new stuff he's learned.
So think about all the money it costs for him to go to education, to go to school to get a... He's got two doctorates. He's got a PhD and he's got an MD. What do you suppose that cost him and his family? And but he's, you know, it was entree into what he was doing for sure. Whereas my son had no entree into anything. He just floundered around for a while working in various restaurants and, you know, had jobs doing all kinds of things, but they had nothing to do with his education. Is he a smart kid? He's one of the smartest people I know. But there are those people who have street smarts, those people who learn from experiences, who carry with them. Unfortunately, society has... Didn't we have an argument about this on the air recently? Or did I have it off the air? I don't even remember. I'm trying to remember who I had a conversation with about... going to school. No, we had it was on the air. Somebody said, was it you, Victoria, said everybody needs to go to college? Did we have that conversation here? Do I remember that?
No, we were talking about New York State offering if you make under a certain amount, then you can go to state college free if you qualify.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, too. And I think you said everybody should go to school, and I said, No.
I said everyone deserves I think everyone should have the opportunity to. I don't think 4-year college is for everybody at all. I think that there should be more of an emphasis on vocations.
Yeah, okay. I remember exactly. And then that's true. I think that there's a great opportunity in our country. You know that many people who go overseas to work, for example, Exxon, some of the car manufacturers, companies that are doing work in other jurisdictions, other countries, many of those people who work, I use the rigs, those oil rigs, the offshore oil rigs, those people who are working get fabulously well remunerated, but they're away from their families, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They don't have to have a college degree. They just have to know what they're doing. And that doesn't, most of those jobs don't require going to college. They require a technical skill and know-how. And you know, when you get right down to it, it's back to how do you value things. People recoil at how much money the people who are on Wall Street make versus somebody who's in uniform versus, you know, any other number of jobs. Why do they get paid more? And it's simple. Because in our society, we value money more than life. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the way it is. And that's the way we do. The police are supposed to be protecting our lives and limbs. They get paid nickels and dimes. Some guy who just is out of college, he goes to work for one of these Wall Street firms. It's not unusual. I know a kid that graduated from Heidelberg, made $130,000 first year out of school, working for a Wall Street legal firm. So, food for thought. Yes, 20 after the hour.
The only thing better than a Samsung Galaxy S8 is two of them. And right now with Sprint, you can lease two for the price of one. That's two Galaxy S8s with an infinity screen and 12-megapixel camera. And get unlimited data, talk, and text with Sprint's unlimited plan, which works great for you. But to make it work even better on radio, I'm going to read it with helium.
The only thing better than a Samsung Galaxy S8 is two of them, and right now with Sprint, you can lease two for the price of one. That's two Galaxy S8s with an infinity screen and 12-megapixel camera, and get unlimited data, talk, and text with Sprint's unlimited plan, which works great for you. Sprint works for me.
Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit Sprint.com/now.
Unlimited excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streams video up to HD 1080p. Music up to 1.5 megabits per second. Gaming update. Megabits per second. Subject to credit. $30 activation fee. Prohibited network use rules and data deprioritization. Phone $0 per month after $31.25 a month service credit. Requires two new lines of service for well-qualified customers with 18-month leases. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Credit applied within two invoices. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
An internal joke here every day at this time when we go into the music segment every hour at this time of the hour. We focus on music, musical personalities, pop music, news from the world of music, and it's turned out that almost every day at this time we announce the passing of yet another person involved in the big music scene. So today is no exception to that. We announced the passing of Cuba Gooding Sr., soul singer with the Main Ingredients. The song that you're hearing in the background was a huge hit in 1972. Everybody Plays the Fool. Let's see if we can crank it up a little bit here. His wife, and he surely is his wife, had four children together, Cuba Gooding Jr. and Omar Gooding. They, interesting story about him and his wife, the toll that it takes to be on the road with a huge group, and the opportunities, I put that in quotation marks, on the road. Sometimes foul marriages up. And so he and his wife split in 1974, but they remarried again 20 years later. So here's
really up and down relationship. If you want a little insight, my mom taught both Cuba and Omar in high school,
right.
And actually had a really close relationship with Cuba, so much so that like she paid for him to go to prom because this guy, Cuba Gooding Sr., had taken off and left his mother and his brother and sister in a hotel room, basically.
Oh, wow.
And so Cuba couldn't afford to go to prom. My mom said, look, here's money, you go. And he said, well, I'll pay you back. And she said, no, all I want you to do is thank me for your first Academy Award win. And so we had cameras following us as he won his first Academy Award for Jerry Maguire. It was really, really cute. And Omar and Cuba are good guys, and it was a tumultuous relationship with their father. It seemed that they had kind of reunited with him later in life, but it was a tough go, I think.
So yesterday, Cuba Gooding Sr.'s body was found on Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills, and they tried to resuscitate him, but it didn't work. So he must have been on something and stayed on something. That kind of stuff doesn't just happen. So that's too bad, passing in that circumstance. 72, whoa, that hits a little close to home.
Yeah.
26 past the hour. Also musically today, John Legend, Alicia Keys, Ed Sheeran, and Demi Lovato have been honored with time focusing on them being one of the, or let's see, one, two, three, four of the most influential people. And so the qualities that are part of this to be chosen for Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in the World, you got to have ambition, authenticity, integrity, drive. Those are some of the qualities. And those accolades were paid to Alicia Keys, John Legend. And I just became knowledgeable about him this year. I was in La La Land. I thought he was quite good. But he's been working on the civil rights issue for a number of years. He's a fairly young fellow, though, isn't he? Howard, is he 40-ish?
He's like late 30s.
Is he? Yeah, that's what I thought by looking at him, yeah. So what's Demi Lovato's claim to fame here?
Well, in terms of what she's being praised for is her, she's been very vocal about mental illness. She's been diagnosed as bipolar.
So she
was very vocal about that and wanted to sort of destigmatize mental illness.
Yeah, so she's 24.
Been, yeah,
she's been around already a lot.
Was she a Disney kid?
She was a Disney kid, and she was also on Barney when she was little with Selena Gomez.
Right.
So as they were honored last night in this event, Kerry Washington presented the honor to Alicia Keys. Ariana Huffington presented the honor to Demi Lovato, it looks like. Let's see here. Harry Belafonte brought the honor to John Legend. And Taylor Swift wrote a story about her pal Ed Sheeran, who I find, I'm just sort of getting to know him, and I find him to be an intriguing character. 28 past the hour.
Happiness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. William Glasser was a psychiatrist who founded a theoretical approach to change called choice theory. The majority of his theory is centered on the concept that although we cannot always choose what happens to us in life, we can always choose what we do with what happens to us. In fact, four staples of his approach to change are that we need to feel a sense of belonging, power, freedom, and fun. Fun? Yes, our lives are not just about belonging or feeling a sense of power over our lives or even just about being free, but they are also absolutely about having fun. In the midst of fun is happiness. And if you need more fun and happiness in your life, try downloading Tackling Life, my new podcast with Ray Lewis, especially because every Friday is Fun Friday, where we answer your questions and, oh yes, we just laugh a lot.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Find a way to start your day right. A lot of people listen in the morning. Some people listen in midday. Some people listen in the evening. Hello to Guam. Folks listening to K57. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Experience with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. At the controls is Kara Schillen. Sports news coming up. First, though, news from Tennessee, where officials at a press conference yesterday suggested a single tip enable them to find a missing Tennessee teenager and the teacher that she left with.
Oh, I saw a headline about that. Was she abducted?
Well, there's a question about that. 15-year-old Elizabeth Thomas was found with 50-year-old Tad Cummins, who had been her teacher in the school in Mora County, Tennessee. Been an Amber Alert out since Wednesday. Apparently, this young lady and the older gentleman had taken up residence in a cabin in Northern California. The cabin was in a very remote area with no cell phone service. I don't know what that's got to do with. Is that how you define the rural now?
No one can chase you down.
Can't find any cell phone.
Or she couldn't call for help if that's what she was trying to do.
Well, that's what I can't seem to figure out. And these things become confusing because oftentimes, especially young girls, become enamored with their teachers. And so this becomes kind of sick and gooey and ugly and messy. Did he kidnap her? He's been charged with that. Also with various other icky things. And so you wonder, did she go because she wanted to? And I have to tell you, I remember as a teacher, there were high school girls that were all over the place. I don't mean that to sound like a jerk. They were all over me. I was 21, 22 when I started teaching, and there were 18-year-old high school girls. You don't think that was dangerous? Woo, man. Mm. What? You know?
Well, it is kind of funny because when I was 18, my boyfriend was 23. So yeah, you're right. I mean, that's not that big of an age difference.
No, not at all. Especially in that circumstance, where these. Well, never mind. I'm not gonna.
Where's Hot for Teacher from Van Halen?
All right, let's see here. The latest on Aaron Hernandez and his brain. This is getting to be a little dicey. Who's got the insight on that, Victoria? Aaron Hernandez's brain is being turned over to researchers.
Yeah.
Try to figure out whether he committed suicide or not.
Well, no, they've ruled it a suicide, but they already ruled that, but then his family donated his brain to science to study for things like, you know, concussions and what's the other, CTE, right? Yeah, so his brain has been released to the Boston University's Traumatic Encephalopathy Center, which apparently is one of the leading research centers for all things brain-related, so... Mm-hmm. I mean, we know, and we've talked about this on the show, CTE has led a number of former athletes to commit suicide, so there might be a connection there, and I don't think it'll be surprising if we find out that his brain does have CTE.
I don't think there's any surprise, I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah.
All the work that I've done looking into all of this stuff, not only from the football perspective, but just in general, what happens to your brain, I've been very candid about what's going on in my brain. Maybe a little too candid, but it doesn't mean the end of the road. It just means something that you got to be careful about. In my case, in the case of these people who have put themselves in harm's way, get paid a lot of money to do it, there are a lot of people who say, well, I don't really feel sorry for them. But what needs to be the focus, and maybe what will come out of some of this research, is at what point. One of the great things about the research, Victoria, now being done on brains, as you know, I've become sort of a quasi-expert in this area. The experts are looking at the brains, not only at what went on with them, if there was some kind of event, cataclysmic event that shook up the brain in your skull, but you can look now with this program from Cerascan, they can look at the brain and its history way back. That's how they found out what was going on with me. And then look at what they can project ahead based on the research of thousands of people that they've scanned, what that's going to lead to. And I think that's why Hernandez doing what his family's done is a very important step, because they can look at his brain, what it was like early on, what it was like when he died, and what might have happened to him had he stayed alive.
Yeah. No, so, I think it's wonderful that his family, you know, had the forethought to do that because it's.
But let's not make a hero of this guy.
I'm talking about the family. I do think is doing the right thing. I mean, he's not a good guy, but the family is doing the right thing for science.
Yeah.
And by all accounts, he started out. I mean, he would go to practice early and study the Bible with his coach and all of this, and then all of a sudden someone bumps him in a nightclub, and he kills them. And then again, out of character, when no one expects it, he hangs himself in his jail cell. I mean, it's just, there's obviously not consistent patterns of behavior with this person, so it makes sense to look into it.
I also don't think that he just randomly bumped into someone and decided to kill them. He was doing drugs, and a lot of drugs, and selling drugs.
Yeah.
So.
No, for sure. I mean, but
which all affects the brain, so I think it's going to be really interesting when they have a final analysis of his brain.
And by the way, thank you for bringing that up, Victoria, because that's another thing that's being studied. Not only the effects of collisions, whether it's a soccer ball with your head or somebody trying to knock you down in a football mm-hmm. field or some thing that you get when you're in service to the country in Afghanistan or Iran or Iraq or wherever you may be. But you're not in service in Iran, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody in a bad car accident, that kind of stuff. That's one thing that's being studied because that's a physical thing. But then, as you've suggested, there are studies of brains from people who smoke marijuana all their lives, people who have done serious drugs all of their lives, people who have done alcohol all of their lives. Those studies are going on as well. Mm-hmm. And what does that do to your brain? And then you wonder why, because the brain, this is the thing that's so amazing about the brain is that it just sits in this little bag of water. The brain's mostly water, but there's a little protective, like a piece of saran wrap around it. Between your skull and the brain, there's this little membrane that's the only thing that really protects it. And then when you think about this in terms of the context of your spine and your way the brain is connected to your shoulders, the stem of the brain that connects to the spine is the size of a quarter. So when you get whacked in the head, these ladies who play soccer and they stop the ball with their head coming at it at 40 miles an hour, what do you think that does?
Yeah.
To your brain and to your spine. So it's just, it is something. And then people say, well, you got to die of something. Do you know how silly that sounds?
Yeah, I don't like when people say that. I'm just glad I never took really a lot of headers when I played soccer.
Yeah. All right, so now, speaking of football, Jennifer, there's this high school, Arizona high school student. The football player's name is Becca Longo in Chandler, Arizona. She's 18 years old, did her research following the head coach at Adams State where she wanted to go to school. And then what happened to her? Why is she of note?
You know, it's kind of hard to stand out for student-athletes that want to go on to college. So so this particular girl, Becca Longo, did some research, and she followed Tim Rosenbach of Adams State on Twitter. That's where she wanted to go to school. So he noticed her. She put herself out there, let everyone know that what she wanted to do. And so I guess she isn't the first woman to play college football. However, she is one that wanted to get noticed doing it. Yeah. So she's a star kicker. She's the first to land a football scholarship to a Division II school. This is a really big deal for a female in college football. She began playing competitive football her sophomore year of high school. She was overwhelmed when she heard the news. She was completely shocked. She said she was so emotional and grateful that somebody believed in her enough to take the chance that she could actually do this and go on to play college football. In February, she had visited Adams State College in Colorado. She fell in love with the campus, and she was awarded the scholarship soon after. So kind of smart, knowing that she would have a tough time of it. She really got involved and took the initiative to start following the coach of the school she wanted to go to, and he took a chance on her.
So she's the first woman to earn a football scholarship from an NCAA school.
Division II school. Yeah.
And she looks like she could be the queen of the senior prom.
You imagine?
Yeah. Well, I think that under the circumstances, there is, there's again this sort of silly conventional thinking about women at whatever age who get into aggressive athletics and what they are supposed to look like and how much nonsensical thinking is wrapped around that. Many of these women who are athletes in any number of pursuits are not, they don't, the thing is, she's a jock. The inference is that they look like and act like a man. Not true under any number of circumstances. And so good for her. No matter who you are, if you make up your mind you want to do something, that's what I love this for people of all ages. When you make up your mind you want to do something and you do it, what's better than that? How could it be any better than that? How can it get any better than that? Good for her. Nice. That would be interesting to follow her.
I'm sure she'll
career.
Be in the news. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Did you ever do anything? I guess I would ask this of both of you, or all three of you. What did you do when you were in school to kind of bring attention to yourself in a positive
Absolutely
way?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Really?
I was so shy. I did not want attention. I mean, the only thing that I would do is obviously keep my... I was a pretty good performer with my grades. Yeah. But as far as having my colleagues notice me, oh, no, I tried to avoid that. Which is why I'm on a microphone now.
All right. Nobody
I'm overcompensating.
Here. Right.
Yeah. Making
How about
sure
you, Victoria?
I never did anything with the intention of getting attention for anything. I just did what I wanted to do and what I was passionate about. So I played a lot of sports. And I don't know. It's kind of an odd question for me because I don't think about the attention factor of anything that I do. I just sort of do what I want to do. And if it works out, that's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of how I've always been.
Yeah. What about you, Kara?
Yeah, in high school I wasn't really thinking about getting the attention of college people, so I did well in school just because that was the expectation that I would get good grades. Yeah. I swam just because I swam my whole life and I like swimming. I was, I guess, part of National Honor Society and all those things, but those were just kind of the expectations that if you did well in school that you'd be part of those.
Yeah. All right, well, see, congratulations. Look where you are.
Give yourself a round of applause, Kara.
Yay! If you are in the process of hiring people for your business and you're frustrated beyond belief because you can't find what you're looking for, you want this person who's this age to be qualified to do this job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you have posted your job in a couple of places and you can't find quality candidates, well, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere, perhaps you ought to take advantage of this opportunity to go to ZipRecruiter.com and be like the big boys and the big girls who go to ZipRecruiter to find the people that they're looking for. They post on all the job sites. There are hundreds of those puppies around. Social media, anybody, anywhere, for any job will get noticed and qualified thanks to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. So if you want to find out right now how ZipRecruiter can help you and your company, no matter how big or small you are, then go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That will enable you to use ZipRecruiter's business acumen free. Try it now. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor. doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tech Talk time now at 53 after the hour. Our purpose here is to go through the items on the chart of technology accomplishments, things that will be important, top five items, as a matter of fact, courtesy of Victoria Keelan, who's here, has a pretty good handle and expertise, if you will, in these areas, as she watches this stuff very carefully during the course of the week. So we'll start with number five, go to number one. Our first focus is on Uber and what may be changing for people who are using the rideshare program, Victoria.
Well, Lyft users, Lyft, which of course is Uber's biggest competition, even though Uber has a bigger market share than Lyft does. But Lyft users can already add a tip to their driver's fare, and Uber, you can't do that. So unless you have cash, you can't currently tip your Uber driver. And so New York City is moving to require Uber to add a tipping feature to its app. The proposal was put forth by the Taxi and Limousine Commission, and they said that any service that only accepts credit cards and debit cards, like Uber does, must be required to have some way for the passenger to add a tip. Now, in the past, Uber has said they don't want tipping. They felt that it would lead to an unfair bias amongst drivers, saying that, you know, they wouldn't go to certain areas because tipping wouldn't be as large as it would be in other areas. So Uber does kind of have a point there with that. But the Independent Drivers Guild claims that tipping could bring New York City Uber drivers an extra $300 million a year. So they say that's needed in this case because Uber doesn't have benefits. They don't have labor protections. They don't have paid sick leave or minimum wage. So this will be an interesting conversation. Uber says that they'll work with all the parties involved to figure out some sort of a solution. But there might be tipping coming to Uber. And, of course, if it starts in New York City, it's going to spread to everywhere.
Yes. What happens in New York City does not stay in New York City.
True.
All right. Number four on our list of the top five items from technology this week. Where would we be without at least one item focused on Google?
Yeah. Google's making a play at becoming a go-to personal stylist. Now when you search on Google, they have updated their image search results with a fashionable component called style ideas. And so it's a selection of street style photos that look like they've been pulled right from a magazine. And if you know the specific accessory that you're looking for, say a certain brand name or a bag or an item, a coat, whatever, then you can type that in and then Google Image will now match all of that, plus give you other similar items that you can search for in different price brackets. So Google's really making this a lot easier to search for the shopping aspect of the internet. And now the similar items will include retail items that are conveniently listed with prices so you can shop directly from your Google results, which is that's a big thing. And obviously Google wants people to stay with them as long as possible before diverting to a retail site.
All right, lots of bad news for United this week, including a tech backlash. This is number three, Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, United, of course, has so many different headlines from the last 2 weeks, and the tech backlash that came from it is a Google Chrome extension that lets you avoid booking a flight with United. And how this works, it's a free download. Once you download this extension on Google Chrome, anytime you search Expedia, Kayak, Google Flights, Travelocity, none of those results will include United flights. So this is a real, it's a commitment. If you never want to fly United again, this is the easiest way to do it. But I'm not sure. There's a tech backlash of hashtag drop United. And so there are a lot of people on social media saying that they have used this extension and that they will never fly United again after Dr. David Dow, and then there was a woman who was sexually harassed, and the flight attendants did nothing about it. So there's a lot of bad press for United this week, and this is the latest backlash.
All right. Number two on our quest to get to all of these top five robocalls. What a pain in the butt these things are.
The FCC said this week that nearly 2.4 billion robocalls are made every month. So that is about 7 calls per person per day. And there are a few things you can do. The Better Business Bureau is stepping in now, saying that, first of all, you should Google your own phone number. And if it pops up, you're probably already on robocall lists. The second thing you should do, everyone should register their landline and their cell on the National Do Not Call Registry. It's not a perfect solution, but it does help. And then the third thing you can do is download an app. There's one called Nomo Robo on iOS. It's one of the highest-rated anti-robocall apps. You can do a 30-day free trial, and then it's $1.99 a month after that. And there are other apps like that that help you really eliminate the robocall problem, which is a big one.
Yeah. And the number one item this week, quickly, a new iPhone is in your future.
Big iPhone news. Not one, but 3 new iPhones will be hitting the shelves in September for the 10th anniversary of iPhone.
All right. Hip, hip, hooray for iPhone. Yeah. Great American company, those Apple folks. 59 past the hour. You've heard it all. On the situation.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.